John Legend is best known as an award-winning singer, songwriter, and pianist, but he's also an activist. Lately, he's been focused on transforming America's criminal justice system. Our colleague, Juana Summers, takes it from here.
John Legend is throwing his support behind a number of prosecutors in races across the country. They're mostly women and people of color, and they're running to reform a system that they say disproportionately punishes and over-incarcerates people of color and people experiencing poverty. Legend wants to change the face of what the criminal justice system looks like, and in turn, change how people experience that system. I asked him to tell me what these progressive candidates have in common.
It's about priorities. It's about making policy decisions within their office to pursue alternatives to incarceration when they have the opportunity to do so. Ask for either lower bail amounts or eliminate the use of cash bail. Finding alternatives to juvenile incarceration, finding alternatives to incarcerating people with drug and mental health issues makes them more progressive than what we've had in the past.
Can you give us just a couple of examples of some of the races that you've zeroed in on this year, some of the progressive prosecutors that you're supporting?
Well, you look at someone like Kim Fox, who we've supported twice, and she's been, reelected in Cook County, which is Chicago. She knows her community so well. She's a Black woman. And she has seen all sides of our criminal legal system. She's a lawyer, she's a prosecutor, but she also knows family members and community members that have been on the other side of things, who have been locked up. She knows folks who have been survivors and victims of crime. And she knows what it's like to grow up in some of our most challenged communities. Someone with that perspective, someone who has an intimate knowledge of the community that she's serving and that she comes from, they're coming to it with an experience and a level of empathy that I think is really helpful. And I think it enables you to make better decisions that will be holistically more beneficial for the community.
I have to imagine in your work and in connecting with activists and prosecutors across the country, you have to hear a lot of personal stories from people about
Sure.
the impacts of their experiences within this criminal justice system. Is there one or two that sticks out for you that has driven home why this is so important to you?
Well, I don't even need to go out and do the activism work to hear stories, because I grew up in a family where I had cousins, family members who were locked up. I know what it's like for them to have to come back out of incarceration and try to get a job, and the difficulties they face with that, how difficult it is to deal with probation and parole and kind of the extended supervision that they're under. I've dealt with the pain and the experience of cash bail with so many folks. And, just within my family and within my neighborhood and within my community, I've heard and seen enough. And then I kind of heard and saw those things without the broader systemic understanding of why those things were happening as a young person. But the more I read about it, more I understood on a more macro level, the more it motivated me to make a change.
We can't have this conversation without talking a bit about crime rates, which are on the rise in many places mm-hmm. across this country. And politically, many opponents of progressive prosecutors, they seek to draw a link between the policies of those prosecutors and rising crime rates. And they're essentially making the point, that these sort of approaches are fostering lawlessness in communities. What do you say to people who say that, who are worried about rising crime?
It's just simply not true that you can link having more progressive prosecutors in a community to crime going up. Crime really did go up during the pandemic, and it went up in communities all across the country. Poverty went up. Unemployment went up during 2020 and 2021. And so a lot of these things were big macro conditions that changed in all of our communities, whether they had a progressive prosecutor or not. We have to understand that that's happening. But we also have to say the solution isn't we need to be more punitive as a society. The solution is we need to work on all these issues that cause despair, that cause poverty, focus on those areas, invest in those areas, and not in a more punitive criminal legal system.
Now, you were among the artists and entertainers who performed during inaugural events for President Biden and Vice President Harris. And I want to ask you for a moment about how the president and his administration have positioned themselves on these issues. We heard the president as recently as last week urging cities and states to spend more unspent COVID relief money to pay for more crime prevention programs and hiring more officers. So far, what do you think of how the White House is handling these issues?
I don't agree with that recommendation. I believe that, first of all, COVID has not disappeared. We need to make sure people have access to vaccines. We need to make sure they have access to therapeutics. And we need to make sure we're investing money in taking care of public health. Secondly, we already spend more money on policing in America than any other country spends on their military, aside from the United States and China. So if spending the most on policing were the thing, the solution to make us safe, we would already be the safest country in the world, but we're not. So maybe we should consider spending that money on things that will be more edifying and actually prevent more crime. Things like fighting food insecurity, dealing with people's mental health issues, dealing with people's substance abuse issues, finding other interventions that will make our communities safer and healthier.
When you think about the span of your career so far, your advocacy, your activism, who are the models that have shaped your approach?
Harry Belafonte, Paul Robeson, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin. Some of them were more visible. Some of them were behind the scenes funding activists and funding the movement. But all of them knew that they were in a unique position. They were in a unique position of power and influence, and they use that influence to fight for justice and make change and fight for equality. And we ran up one day.